So now let's get to the second part of Module 3. Now let's get to the full tank, how to fill it up and keep it full. How do you do it? Well, first of all, your full tank, remember, that is the feeling of what you want, and more so, how much you want it. Remember, we looked at that in the first module. How important is this to you? How much do you want this? Let yourself feel how important this is to you, how deeply it matters to you. It's not just saying yes to it, but it's feeling how much do you want it in your body, in a felt sense, like a yes. And we will have more time to explore that in the home play for this module. But for now, just take a moment and let yourself remember again, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is this yes to what you want? How important is it? Is it a 7 out of a 10? If so, what is the remaining 3 saying? What does the remaining 3 want instead? If you want 70%, what about the 30%? If you only have 70% in your tank, you'll make it about 3/4 across the waters. And then your tank is empty because the 30% is not in there to help you reach across. And sadly, the 30% always wins. You're not fully on board yet. You're only 70% on board with an unconscious 30% that knows exactly how to sabotage you. Have you noticed? So you need to get to know these 30% very intimately to find out if staying on this side of the shore is stronger. Even though it's only 30%, it's still stronger than the 70% most of the time, at least when it's unconscious. So when you're curious about the missing 3 out of 10, you may realize that there is a strong emotional tie attached that is stronger than the 7 to your yes. However, when you say yes to the 3 or the 30% and find out what they need, what they're afraid of or believe, then you can help them and give them what they need. You need to help them feel safe and inspired to make it to the other shore. Once you literally get them on board, your tank is full. Can you see that? And then you can make it all the way across. Now let's just go back to your tank before you get the rest on board. If you have 70% in there, you need to focus on those 70% every day. Yes, every day, in order to stay inspired and motivated and focused on your yes. Why? Well, because if you don't, you will by default give your energy to the 30% that says no. But you do this in an unconscious way. You collude with them, and on top of that, you resist them. And here you go, putting all your energy into what you don't want and losing sight of what you do want. You see that? So you have to keep your tank full so you can get enough lift off to move through these barriers and not give into them. You have to remind yourself daily of how much you want this, how important this is to you, how much it matters to you to reach the other shore. And the feeling of how much you want it is essential. What is the feeling you want from having or being this yes, this thing you say yes to? This yes is not in your head. It's a feeling in your body that lights you up. It feels good and it makes you happy. It's something you look forward to. And this feeling is your fuel in your tank. And you have to focus on this good feeling that it gives you of inspiration and something that you say yes to inside. Like, I want that, yes! And you have to fill up your tank with this feeling daily. Not just when things go well, and that's what we tend to do. Really, for quite a while, you need to focus on the feeling that you're after by following your yes. So it's not just enough to know you want that, but it's like, what will it give you? What experience is it that you want? And how much do you want it? Because if you don't focus on that and keep focusing on that, well, you know what happens then, right? If you don't fill it up with the feeling of, yes, I want that, the busyness of your life and the fear of failure and the memories of past failed attempts, the potholes in the road, they will. The waves on the waters, they will win. They will by default get your attention. And resisting what you want, that is your default mode. And it's not just you. We all have that. And that's why it's so important that we become aware of it and see it so we don't get sidetracked by it. Because those are your well-trodden neural pathways that you'll drop into if you're not digging a new pathway consciously, daily, persistently. The old pathway is so easy to fall back into, so you need to know what it is. If you catch yourself in there again, you need to get out and keep digging the new pathway so that that becomes your default. So, your feeling of longing for a new life, that is your yes, that is your fuel, period. And it is not your default, at least not yet. If you keep feeling this feeling daily, and pardon me for repeating myself, then eventually it becomes your default, and then it is not so hard anymore. You've done your push-ups. It's hard in the beginning, but it gets easier. And now you're strong. You're so strong that these scary ways or potholes, they start looking almost exciting. Right? Can you surf those waves now and enjoy them? Can you jump over those potholes and you know feel good about it? So you can't get rid of these barriers or these scary waves or these potholes, but you can meet them. You can meet them with the power of yes and self-love and listening and curiosity. Self-love dissolves the hardness and the grip of resistance that holds you back and keeps you separated from your yes. You know that really good surfers, they love the challenge of the scary waves. But, of course, they didn't start out like that. So, that's what we'll be doing in the home play. You'll start practicing. Can you become so committed to your yes that you don't take no for an answer anymore? I know you probably can't do it yet because you have not done your push-ups yet, the yes push-ups. And you need to do those. It's like going to the gym and pushing up your yes. Get really strong at it, because your muscles are still weak and it's easy to fall back into the old pathways. So, are you willing to do your push-ups? Are you willing to make a daily practice out of doing your yes push-ups? And your answer to this question, that will tell you how much you want it. It actually makes me think of the movie Wonder Woman, if you've seen that. She is unstoppable. I love that movie because she does not take no for an answer, period. She does not collude with other people's fears or limited beliefs. She's a super shero. She does not let herself be stopped by anything. And her tank is full, and she keeps it full. She knows what she wants, or she knows what she's after, and her heart and mind are on her goal, and they're in alignment, period. No wavering. Do you think she's done a lot of push-ups to get there? You bet she did. If you see the movie, you'll know she did. And I just think she's a great example of someone whose tank is always full and never runs dry. Isn't that inspiring? I think so. Well, let's just get back to you here. You can also become like that. You don't have to become like her, but you'll become like you when you're fully you, fully expressed. You need to keep it full, and only you can do that. Only you can do the push-ups to get strong muscles, to get a strong yes muscle. Your felt sense of your commitment. You hear that? It's your felt sense. It's a feeling in your senses, in your body. That's where you feel your commitment. That's the only thing that will get you to the other side of the shore. And who are you going to find there? Well, you're going to find your future self, because that's who you're longing for. That's what you're after. It's your true self. Your future self is you. And she'll never turn away from you. And that is what you long for. But the question again is, how deeply do you want it? And what are you willing to start meeting in yourself, those 30% or more or less? You know, are you willing to meet those in order to get all of you on board, including the scared parts, the doubting parts? Those are the ones that need your full attention, so they will also be on board with you. It's your divine spark inside that is waking up, and you feel that as the longing, the yes, towards something more expanded than you're currently experiencing. Your full tank will liberate her, which is you. And the movement actually goes both ways. If you take it inside, your inner spark that is waking up, that's what you're longing for, yourself. And now you must follow this longing inward and meet all the barriers. Slay all the dragons in order to merge with your future self. So let yourself feel that longing and feed it and feed it, and do whatever it takes to get all the parts of you on board to what you want more than anything. Now, when you do your home play for this module, first take some time to really get curious about how much you want this. How big is your yes inside? And be real and honest about it. If you have only 10% that says yes and 90% resistance that says no, you know, that's okay. It's not a problem. But at least now you're learning about it, you become aware of it, and then you realize why you haven't reached the other shore yet. Now that's major. That in itself is a big victory. At least now you can explore the no and be curious what those no's need in order to become a yes. Or you will realize that it is not as important as you thought it was. And you know, then you can drop it and focus on what you do want at this stage of your life. There's no right or wrong in this. We're just becoming aware of these things. And it's just your inner motivation of what you want most. And when you make it conscious, life is so much easier. But you have to meet all the reasons and the parts of you that are not on board yet. And it is not a problem. Even if you only have a 10% yes, trust me, it's not a problem. We just need to explore the 90% and find out what is so important to them to stay on this side of the shore. And then we work with that. We love them. We give them what they need. It is just a process. And there is no right or wrong. There is no, you know, should have been there. That's not part of it. It's just really lovingly listen to the parts and help them get on board with you. It's a beautiful process. So now while it's fresh in your mind, please go and do your home play. Take some time in your life and explore how important this is to you. And enjoy yourself in this process of really getting to the core of what you want and what has been getting in the way so far. And then in the next module, we'll explore how to meet the waves, the no's, the barriers in a whole new way. You'll learn to meet them with love, safety, curiosity, and more love. And you'll see how they start softening and they transform into more fuel for your way across. Your tank is going to start filling up. All right, have fun with it. Until we meet next time.